It's time for Bicentennial Biographies, brought to you as a public service of the Chautauqua County Historical Society. Milton M. Fenner was born in South Stockton on July 28, 1837, to Christopher and Lucinda Frost Fenner. Milton was only 13 years old when his father died, and he spent the next several years working as a farmer. He eventually was able to attend college, attending Allegheny College in Meadville, Pennsylvania. He then entered medical college at Cincinnati, Ohio, and attained the degree of Doctor of Medicine on May 22, 1860. Dr. Fenner began practicing medicine in Flint, Michigan, but on July 12, 1861, he gave up his newly established practice to enlist as a private in Company A, 8th Michigan Regiment. He was appointed hospital steward for the regiment and war correspondent for two of the leading state newspapers. He received several promotions, eventually becoming first lieutenant and assisting in the fall of Fort Wagner, South Carolina, in July 1863. During the spring of 1864, Fenner discovered an opportunity to practice medicine in Jamestown. He resigned his commission from the military and began practicing medicine in the city until 1869, when he then moved to Fredonia. While in Fredonia, Dr. Fenner continued his practice while also establishing his People's Dispensary of Medicine and Surgery. He gained great popularity throughout the U.S. with the sales of his medicinal tonic, Fenner's Golden Relief, which was said to be a cure-all liquid. In 1870, the U.S. government appointed Fenner examining surgeon. He also held several public offices, including supervisor of the town of Pomfret and state assemblyman. Dr. Fenner died on March 14, 1905, in Fredonia. Bicentennial Biographies has been brought to you as a public service by the Chautauqua County Historical Society throughout 2011 to celebrate the county's 200th birthday. To learn more about local history, visit McClurgMuseum.org or contact your local historical society.